Here's the closing bell brief for Tuesday, November 24th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks shot higher with the Dow Jones Industrials closing above 30,000 for the first time. The Dow jumped 455 points to a record close of 30,046. The Nasdaq Composite gained 156 points. The S&P 500 rose 57. Markets have defied the pandemic's resurgence and its negative economic effects. Investors have instead focused on good news, including the uncertainty lifting from the presidential election. President Trump says he'll cooperate with President-elect Joe Biden's transition to the White House, though Trump hasn't conceded the election. Optimism also increased after the Wall Street Journal reported that Biden plans to select former Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary. Purdue Pharma pleaded guilty today to three federal felonies related to the marketing and distribution of its powerful opioid painkiller, OxyContin. The plea follows a bankruptcy judge's approval last week of an $8.34 billion settlement between Purdue and the Justice Department. And we report that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may soon shorten the recommended quarantine period for people who might have been exposed to the coronavirus. CDC officials hope a quarantine of 7 to 10 days, down from 14, will encourage more people to comply. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.